great, great, great. They wanna hate on the great. Yeah, hate the great. They wanna hate on the great.
This Hate the Great podcast, and we are here with our presenting sponsor, BCB Water, Alkaline Premium Water for the mind, body, and soul. This water has 9+ pH balance, y'all. You guys have to go get this water. You go to the website, www.drinkbcbwater.com. This water is the bomb. Improves metabolism. It increases energy. It slows aging. It improves digestion. It reduces bone loss. This is Gary, Indiana's own premium alkaline water, BCB water. Again, go to their website, www.drinkbcbwater.com. And we are out.
What's up? What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Hate the Great podcast. We doing sports today. Today is December 5th, 2021, the last month in this year. Happy holidays to everyone. Let's go ahead and get things started. We're going to start off with the NFL. We're going to give you scores and statistics from week number 12. On Thanksgiving, we had the Chicago Bears taking on the Detroit Lions. Chicago Bears gets the victory 16-14. The Lions 0-10-1. The Bears are 4-7. Andy Dalton in for Justin Fields, 24 for 39, 317 yards, one touchdown, one interception. David Montgomery, 17 carries for 46 yards. Darnell Mooney, 5 receptions, 123 yards for the Bears. For the Lions, Jared Goff, 21 for 25, 171 yards, two touchdowns. Jamal Williams, 15 carries for 65 yards. Reynolds with 3 receptions, 70 yards, and a touchdown. Chicago gets the Thanksgiving victory. Then we had the Raiders taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Raiders get the victory 36-33. Las Vegas goes to 6-5. Dallas goes to 7-4. David Carr, 24 for 39, 373 yards and a touchdown. Josh Jacobs, 22 carries for 87 yards and a touchdown. And Renfro, 8 receptions, 134 yards. For the Dallas Cowboys, Dak Prescott, 32 for 47, 375 yards, two touchdowns. Pollard, 10 carries for 36 yards. Gallup with 5 receptions for 106 yards. Once again, Vegas gets the victory 36-33. We had the Buffalo Bills run all over the New Orleans Saints 31-6. Buffalo moves to 7-4. New Orleans drops to 5-6. Josh Allen for the Bills, 23 for 28, 260 yards, 4 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Singletary, 15 carries for 44 yards. Stephon Diggs, 7 receptions, 74 yards, and a touchdown. For the Saints, Trevor Siemian, 17 for 29, 163 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Jones Jr. has 16 carries for 27 yards. Humphrey with 3 receptions for 47 yards. Once again, New Orleans goes down to the Buffalo Bills. Moving on to last Sunday's games, November the 28th, we had the Steelers taking on the Cincinnati Bengals, and Bengals put up 41 points on the Steelers. 41-10 was the final score. Cincinnati 7-4. Pittsburgh is 5-5-1. Big Ben, 24 for 41, 263 yards, one touchdown, two interceptions. Harris with 8 carries for 23 yards, and Johnson with 9 receptions for 95 yards. For the Bengals, Joe Burrow, 20 for 24, 190 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Mixon with 28 carries, 165 yards, and two touchdowns. Higgins with 6 receptions, 114 yards, and a touchdown. The Bengals go to 7-4. Pittsburgh, they're 5-5-1. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Indianapolis Colts. Buccaneers squeaked by 38-31. Tampa Bay is 8-3. Indianapolis is 6-6. Tom Brady, 25 for 34, 226 yards, one touchdown, one interception. Leonard Fournette, 17 carries, 100 yards, and three touchdowns. Rob Gronkowski, 7 receptions, 123 yards for the Buccaneers. For the Colts, Wentz, 27 for 44, 306 yards, three touchdowns, two interceptions. Taylor, 16 carries for 83 yards and a touchdown. Doyle, 6 receptions, 81 yards, a touchdown for the Colts. They go to 6-6. Tampa Bay, they are 8-3. We got the Miami Dolphins taking on the Carolina Panthers. Not a good day for the Panthers and Cam Newton. They get blew out in Miami 33-10. Both teams are now 5-7 as far as record goes. Cam Newton, an awful day, 5 for 21, 92 yards, 2 interceptions. McCaffrey with 10 carries for 35 yards. DJ Moore, 4 receptions, 103 yards. Tua for the Miami Dolphins, 27 for 31, 230 yards and a touchdown. Gaskin, 16 carries, 49 yards, two touchdowns. Waddle with 9 receptions, 137 yards and a touchdown for Miami. Once again, Miami, they get the victory and move to 5-7. Carolina, they are also 5-7. We got the red hot New England Patriots taking on the Tennessee Titans, and the Patriots blow the doors off the Tennessee Titans 36-13. Both teams are now 8-4. Ryan Tannehill, 11 for 21, 93 yards, a touchdown and an interception. Hill, 12 carries, 131 yards and a touchdown. Westbrook, 2 receptions, 25 yards and a touchdown. Mac Jones, 23 for 32, 310 yards, 2 touchdowns. He's been playing well during the win streak. Stevenson, 9 carries for 46 yards. Myers, 5 receptions, 98 yards. Once again, New England with the victory. The New York Giants taking on the Philadelphia Eagles in the NFC East battle. Giants get the victory 13-7. Giants move to 4-7. Philadelphia goes to 5-7. Jalen Hurts, 14 for 31, 129 yards, 3 interceptions. He also had 8 carries for 77 yards. Game will well with 3 receptions for 32 yards. Daniel Jones, 19 for 30, 202 yards, 1 touchdown. Saquon Barkley, 13 carries, 40 yards. Galladay, 3 receptions for 50 yards. New York gets the victory over Philadelphia. We had the Atlanta Falcons taking on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Atlanta gets the victory 21-14. Atlanta is 5-6. Jacksonville goes to 2-9. Matt Ryan, 19 for 29, 190 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Patterson with 16 carries, 108 yards, 2 touchdowns. Gage, 6 receptions for 62 yards and a touchdown. Trevor Lawrence, the rookie, 23 for 42, 228 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Robinson with 17 carries for 86 yards. Treadwell with 4 receptions for 53 yards for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville goes to 2-9. Atlanta is now 5-6. The New York Jets taking on the Houston Texans. New York gets the victory 21-14. Zach Wilson, 14 for 24, 145 yards, 1 touchdown. Coleman with 16 carries for 67 yards. Berrios for 2 receptions, 47 yards. For the Texans, Tyrod Taylor, 17 for 26, 158 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Johnson with 10 carries for 39 yards. Cooks, 3 receptions, 45 yards, and a touchdown. Houston is now 2-9. The Jets, they go to 3-8. The Denver Broncos taking on the Los Angeles Chargers. Denver gets the victory 28-13. Justin Herbert for the Chargers, 28 for 44, 303 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He also had 4 carries for 36 yards. Keenan Allen, 7 receptions, 85 yards for the Chargers. For the Broncos, Teddy Bridgewater, 11 for 18, 129 yards, 1 touchdown. Gordon III with 17 carries for 83 yards. Williams with 3 receptions for 57 yards. Denver goes to 6-5, and Los Angeles Chargers, they go to 6-5. The Green Bay Packers, they took on the Los Angeles Rams. Green Bay gets the victory 36-28. Green Bay leading the North Division at 9-3. Los Angeles Rams there at 7-4. Matthew Stafford for the Rams, 21 for 38, 302 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Henderson Jr., 16 carries, 55 yards. Cooper Kupp, 7 receptions, 96 yards. That bad man, Aaron Rodgers, 28 for 45, 307 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Packers. Dylan with 20 carries for 69 yards. And Devontae Adams, 8 receptions, 104 yards for the Packers. Minnesota Vikings taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers, they win this one 34-26. San Francisco is 6-5. Minnesota drops to 5-6. Kirk Cousins, 20-32, 238 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Dalvin Cook with 10 carries for 39 yards. Jefferson, 4 receptions for 83 yards. For the Niners, Garoppolo, 17-26, 230 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Mitchell with 27 carries, 133 yards and a touchdown. And Ayuk with 3 receptions for 91 yards for the San Francisco 49ers. We had the Browns taking on the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens get the victory 16-10. Baltimore, they go in to 8-3. Cleveland, they are now 6-6. Baker Mayfield, 18 for 37, 247 yards, 1 touchdown. Kareem Hunt with 7 carries for 20 yards. Jarvis Landry, 6 receptions, 111 yards. For the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, 20 for 32, 165 yards, 1 touchdown, and 4 interceptions. He also has 17 carries for 68 yards. Andrews with 4 receptions for 65 yards and a touchdown for the Baltimore Ravens. And the Monday night game, we had the Washington football team taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Washington gets the victory 17-15 after Seattle couldn't convert on the two-point conversion to end the game. Washington is 5-6. Seattle goes to 3-8. Russell Wilson, 20 for 31, 247 yards, 2 touchdowns. Also, 2 carries for 16 yards. Tyler Lockett, 3 receptions for 96 yards. Heineke for the Washington football team, 27 for 35, 223 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception. Gibson carried the ball 29 times for 111 yards, and McLaurin had 4 receptions for 51 yards for the Washington football team. They go to 5-6. The Seattle Seahawks go to 3-8. Those were your scores for week number 12 in the NFL. Let's go to week number 13 and let you know the games that we have going on today. Today, we had the Washington football team taking on the Las Vegas Raiders. We had the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Los Angeles Rams. The Baltimore Ravens taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers. The 49ers taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Buccaneers taking on the Atlanta Falcons. The Arizona Cardinals taking a trip to Chicago to take on the Bears. The Chargers are going to Cincinnati to take on the Bengals. Lions looking for their first victory over the Minnesota Vikings. Then we have the New York Giants taking on the Miami Dolphins. The Eagles, they'll be taking on the Jets. Colts will be taking on the Houston Texans. The Broncos and Chiefs will be getting it on Sunday Night Football. And for Monday Night Football, we'll be having the Patriots take on the Bills. So those were your scores and your scores and stats for the NFL. Let's take it over to the NBA and see what's been going on in the basketball world. We got scores coming from Saturday, December 4th. Let's see how the teams stack out. We had the Denver Nuggets taking on the New York Knicks. Denver gets the victory 113-99. Denver with a record of 11-11. The New York Knicks with a 11-12 record. Go to the box scores and see who did damage. We had Jeff Green with 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. We also have Barton with 13 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, 32 points, 11 rebounds, 5 assists by the Joker, 21 points, 8 rebounds for Najee coming off the bench for the Nuggets. For the New York Knicks, Julius Randle, 24 points, 7 rebounds, 8 assists. Fournier had 15 points, 3 rebounds, 5 assists, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists for Derrick Rose coming off the bench for the New York Knicks. What's up, y'all? This is Ryan from Hate the Great Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about Wrap Cookies. Yes, Hate the Great Podcast, we've teamed up with Wrap Cookies, and check out our flavor, Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie, and it'll take you back to the days of shopping in the mall, getting them J's, getting the fresh outfit, and then on your way out, you stopping by the Cinnabon stand to get that hot, sweet Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie and it's going to take you back to them days. So make sure y'all check us out. The Hate the Great Podcast cookie, Cinnabon. I'm about to get one right now. Yo.
And go.
Next, we got the Chicago Bulls taking on the Brooklyn Nets. Chicago gets the victory 111-107. Chicago moves to 16-8. Brooklyn goes to 16-7. For the Chicago Bulls, DeMar DeRozan, 29.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 31.8 rebounds, 6 assists for Zach LaVine. Then we had 11 points for Vucevic off in the starting lineup, 11 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists. For the Brooklyn Nets, Kevin Durant, 28 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists. LaMarcus Aldridge, 20 points, 7 rebounds. We also had James Harden with 12 points, 7 rebounds, and 14 assists for the Brooklyn Nets. We had the Miami Heat taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Milwaukee gets the victory 124-102. Milwaukee's 15-9. Miami goes to 14-10. For the Miami Heat, we had Tyler Hero with 15 points, 9 rebounds, 6 assists. 10 points, 2 rebounds, 7 assists for Kyle Lowry. 16 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists for Martin. And Struss had 25 points, 3 rebounds in the game for the Miami Heat. For the Milwaukee Bucks, 22.6 rebounds, 9 assists for Middleton. Bobby Portis, 19 points, 16 rebounds. Boy, man. Yeah, that's him. And he also had 3 assists. And Connaughton, 23 points, 4 rebounds, and 1 assist for the Bucks. The world champion Bucks, if you will. Next game we had going on was the Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Dallas Mavericks. Memphis gets the victory 97-90. Dallas goes to 11-11. The Memphis Grizzlies go to 13-10. They're working without Ja Morant, still working on and having problems with that knee. Jackson Jr., 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 16 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists for Jones, and Bain with 29 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists for the Grizzlies. For the Mavericks, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists for Finley. We also had Brunson with 15 points, 3 rebounds, 8 assists, and Tim Hardaway Jr., 29 points, 7 rebounds for the Dallas Mavericks. They go to 11-11. Memphis, they are at 13-10. We had the San Antonio Spurs. They get past Golden State 112-107. Golden State is now 19-4. San Antonio 8-13. Let's check out the box scores for these two teams. McDermott, 13 points, 4 rebounds, 1 assist. Johnson, 15 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. 25 points, 1 rebounds, 3 assists for White. And Murray also had 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists. For the Warriors, 9 points, 8 rebounds, 9 assists for Draymond Green. Stephen Curry, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists. Jordan Poole with 15 points, 3 rebounds, 3 assists for the Warriors. And the Warriors, they been on a hot winning streak, and San Antonio goes there and, you know, they get them a win. We had the Boston Celtics over the Portland Trail Blazers. Boston puts up 145 points on Portland. They go to 13-11, thus Boston. Portland, they are 11-13. And for the Celtics, we had 31 points, 10 rebounds, 4 assists for Jason Tatum. 17 points, 2 rebounds, 4 assists for Smart. Dennis Schroeder, 31 points, 4 rebounds, 8 assists for the Celtics. For the Portland Trail Blazers, Dennis Smith Jr., 21 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. McCollum, 24 points, 1 rebound, 6 assists, 18 points, 5 rebounds for Nurkic for the Portland Trail Blazers. We had the Los Angeles Clippers taking on the Sacramento Kings. Kings get the victory 104-99. Kings move to 10-14. The Los Angeles Clippers, they are at 12-12. For the Clippers, Marcus Senior, he had 21 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. 12 points, 11 rebounds for Zubac. Reggie Jackson with 18 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist. Paul George only 15 points, 6 rebounds, and 10 assists. For the Kings, 28 points, 4 rebounds for Davis. Haliburton, 18 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, and 17 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists for DeAndre Fox as they get the victory over the Clippers. Games going on today, Sunday, December 5th, in the NBA, the Hornets taking on the Atlanta Hawks. We also have the Raptors taking on the Washington Wizards. Utah Jazz, they'll be taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and the Pelicans will be taking on the Rockets. We got some NHL scores. from Saturday, December the 4th, we had the Panthers over the Blues 4-3. We had the Lightning over the Bruins 3-2. Senators over the Avalanche 6-5. The Red Wings over the Islanders 4-3. Capitals over the Blue Jackets 3-1. Predators 4-3 over the Canadiens. The Wild, they beat the Maple Leafs 4-3. Hurricanes over the Sabres 6-2. Rangers over the Blackhawks 3-2. And the Penguins take out the Canucks 4-1. Little news coming out of the MLB. They will be on a lockout. The first lockout since, I believe, the 1994-95 season. And so we'll be keeping a close eye on that. And hopefully it doesn't take too long. We know the baseball season usually starts up in March, which is a couple months away. And we'll see that if they can come to an agreement before.
Hey, this is Hate the Great Podcast, and we are here to introduce you to our sponsor, By Faith Cosmetics. If you want to get glammed, if you want to get lit, if you want to get your face beat, if you want the biggest glasses in America right now, if you want all the glam, the glitter, the glitz, contact By Faith Cosmetics. Google By Faith Cosmetics. And get everything you need to get G.
Yay!
Hey, this is your boy Poe Peace from Hate the Great Podcast. And we're here to tell you guys about our sponsor, Sweetie's Home Care. If you need anyone to come take care of your parent, grandparent, anyone that can't take care of themselves, contact Sweetie's Home Care. Google Sweetie's Home Care and they will come take care of your family member. Again, Sweetie's Home Care out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are out.
Yay!
Self to once the music stop. He said, you know, some things to Juicy J, basically in reference to, as well, Gangsta Boo, and says, y'all ugly MFers ain't finna be mocking me on stage, man. And he threw the mic at, you know, Juicy J and his head. And hey, man, it was a little mini little brawl up there. But at the end, you know, they reconciled their differences. And, you know, they did what grown people are supposed to do. These guys are, you know, in their 40s and 50s, you know. So it was just a quick little misunderstanding, quick little brawl. But, yes, this is one for the books. Legendary battle. Bone Thugs and Harmony and 3-6 Mafia. That was a legendary battle.
Hey, man, these verses are very fun to watch. They're very entertaining. But, hey, man, sometimes these guys, they in their feelings, man. So, you know, can't wait for the next one to come out. I still haven't watched this one. I've seen clips of it, but I'm going to watch it. So I'll be able to form my own opinion and see how good this verses was. Also, this week we had the funeral of Young Dolph. Rest in peace to him. Condolences goes out to his family on his funeral and everything that's going down there in Memphis, bro. And another tough loss for us as a people, and not only for the music industry, but for his community and also to his family, man. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, that was a big, big loss for Young Dolph. You know, Hate the Great Podcast, we definitely send our deepest condolences to Young Dolph family. Man, this definitely was a big loss for the culture, man, for our community, man. And we have to really stop this violence, man. We can barely have our stars, you know, people that are really fans of these artists come out and put on the show for these fans, and that's not how we are supposed to have this. You know, back in the days, we used to not really cherish our artists, but we used to, you know, put them under our wing, you know, as our cousins or family, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, protect our artists, man. We got to start back protecting our artists, you know, and it can be some underlying things going on as well. But at the end of the day, we really send our condolences to Young Dawg's family, man. And that was definitely a tragic loss. And like I said, we have to stop the violence in the world.
Hey, man, we definitely need to stop the violence in the world. Make sure you go out there and you stream Young Dawg music just to help contribute to his family. He was a father. I'm not sure if he was married, but I know that he was involved in a relationship with his child's mother. So let's do what we can to help that family moving forward, and also send your prayers and also your condolences. Hey, we also want to say happy holidays from Hate the Great Podcast. Hopefully everybody had a great Thanksgiving and everybody was thankful. Now the Christmas time is coming up. Everybody's out there working hard, trying to get gifts and things for their kids. You're going to be out shopping, this, that, and the third. But we still need you guys to be protected, wear your mask, get vaccinated to help fight this pandemic. It is still going on. There is also a new variant out called the Omicron, if I'm saying this correctly. There's not a lot of information on it yet. There has been a total of about 20 cases, I believe, in the United States. So you guys need to continue to be safe and wear your mask. And like I said, if you're comfortable getting vaccinated, make sure you talk to your doctor and get vaccinated, bro. Hey, man, it just seems like there's a new variant coming out every couple months, man. So what you think about that?
Yeah, man, it's definitely seemed like something's new coming up every month. But, hey, we definitely have to take the proper precautions for us to be safe out here. And, man, just keep your family safe. You know, make sure, you know, you're following all the proper ways to be safe, man. And, woo, it's just sad. It's just a sad thing, man. You know, we have to go through certain things, but hey, I guess that's life, and that's what we got to go through. We just got to get through it the right way, man. Keep our head up and stay strong.
Yeah, got to stay strong. Listen, guys, if you have any questions on COVID-19 or how you need to go about COVID-19, you can go to the CDC website. They have guidelines and things to do if you are positive or if you have come in close contact with someone else that is positive. And make sure you go get tested if you believe that you might have been affected by COVID-19. Also, if you've been affected by COVID-19, make sure that you guys put in for assistance. If you need rental assistance, if you need any assistance with household bills, please put in your applications. I believe the deadline is December 31st, which means you have about 3 more weeks to apply for the assistance, okay? So make sure you go to your state website or go to 411-311, wherever you can find information, and please apply for help if you need it. There are agencies out there willing to help you out. And so if you need that help, please go to your local website, your local state websites, and figure out how you can apply for assistance. Or you can even go to the search bar, type in COVID-19 rental assistance application. It will bring it up, fill out the necessary information, and, you know, stand by, wait for them to contact you, and hey, they'll be there to help you out. So there's no reason why you should be struggling alone, or why, you know, things should be getting paid, or you should be, you know, getting on behind. Maybe you're behind on your rent. Maybe you're behind on your bills. That they have programs and they have things to help you out. So please don't just sit there and be helpless. There are programs out there to help you out, man. How you feel about that, bro?
Yes, and if you are having any symptoms of COVID-19, do not wait to go get help. Go straight to the emergency room. Go straight to your primary doctor. Go get help. Do not wait, because that is a deadly disease. A deadly, deadly disease. Do not play with it.
Yeah, man. Please, man. I had a slight scare last week. Coming in contact with someone who tested positive, and as soon as I found out, I went to the doctor. Thank God I was negative. But even if you are negative, there are still some guidelines that you have to abide by. So please, once again, if you feel that you have been affected, or you've been in close contact with somebody who has been positive for the COVID-19, you need to get tested right away so they can take the proper steps to get you feeling better and that it doesn't get any worse, all right?
And of course, quarantine yourself.
Oh, yeah. Please quarantine yourself. It's not fun. I had to quarantine myself for 10 days, even though I came up negative. And I know it's not a fun thing to do, but it's a responsible thing to do. You don't want to be getting other people sick and things of that nature. So, like I say, if you have any questions or concerns about what to do in that type of situation, you can go to the CDC website, and they do provide the guidelines on what you should do in certain situations.
So we want to go on to the boxing world. We want to give a congratulations to my man, Devin the Dream Haney, for winning against JoJo Diaz on last night, and he did a tremendous job. JoJo Diaz, he fought, like he always does in the ring. And, man, we just want to pay. He gave a congrats to both of those guys, man, for standing up, man, giving us a great battle in the ring and the boxing world, man. And again, congratulations to my guy, Devin, the Dream Haney.
Oh, man, for sure, man.
Oh, and tune in to tonight, Tank, my guy, Javonte Tank Davis, is fighting another hard-hitting Cruz, Isaac Cruz, man. Tonight on Showtime pay-per-view. You guys go check that out tonight.
Oh, yeah, and you definitely know we'll have commentary, and he'll let you know who wins that fight when we do our next show. We know that's going to be a battle, so I'll be keeping my eye on that. And hey, guys, once again, brother, let the people know how they can reach us if they want to be involved, or if they want to do an interview and, let us know what they got going on, whether they're promoting their business or whatever the case. Let the people know how they can reach us and set up an interview.
You guys can reach us on our Hate the Great Facebook page. Inbox us on Hate the Great. Set up your interview right there on our Facebook. Go check us out on Hate the Great Podcast. We are on all major podcast platforms.
Hey, man, y'all know how we do over here at Hate the Great. We want to thank everyone who tunes in to us, and we want to thank everybody who supports us all over the world. Yes, you heard me right. Hate the Great Podcast is listened to all over the world, and we want to thank each and every one that participates, man, because without you, we couldn't do this, man. Hey, man, if there ain't nothing else, bro, you got anything else?
No. Everybody go check us out on all major platforms. Hate the Great Podcast. We are on everywhere, streaming on all major podcast platforms.
For sure, man. For sure. Hey, man, I want to once again thank everybody for tuning in to this show. It has been another edition of Hate the Great Podcast. Thank you, and we say we love to everyone. And everyone, please, please continue to stay safe. Bro, take us out of here, man.
Yeah, and we are.
We are.
The show.
The show.
They love to hate.
They love to hate.
And hate to love.
Hate to love.
And we are.
See ya.
Hate the Great, Hate the Great. They wanna hate on the Great. Yeah. hate the great, they wanna hate on the great.